Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you DJ ESG.
What's up, guys? DJ ESG, Honest Wedding Advice, season number 6. And today I'm talking about drunk idiots that you had to invite to your event because you had no other choice, because either they invited you to theirs, their relatives, their family, their friends, or there's somebody's plus one who you love dearly, but the person that they're bringing with them is a fucking tool. That's what I'm talking about today. So a lot of times I'll go to events and there'll be people there that you're just like, what the fuck? Why? Like, who the hell brought this person? And it's never somebody that's close to the bride and the groom. It's always somebody that had to get on that list for some reason. And as a DJ, you don't understand because there's no background and you're just looking and you're just like, why? Like, who brought this idiot? Like, this guy's a tool or this girl's a junk disaster. They're never wearing something that the bride and groom would wear. They're never wearing something that the bridal party or the parents would wear. So you know they're not part of the important circle. You know what I mean? They're not part of that intertwined important circle of people that are coming. Usually it's somebody's plus one. A lot of times it's a college friend that you're just like, Jesus Christ, or a family member. And then they get fucking batshit wasted and you're just like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, get away from me. Get away from my speakers. I've seen people pass out on the floor, throw up on themselves in a bathroom, pass out in a chair and get Sharpie marked all over their head. And it's just embarrassing. Like, you know that sometimes a person or two, it's usually one. Like, I'm not trying to scare the shit out of you. It's usually just one person shows up and you're just like, does that person get drunk at every event? Is that person always like this? I mean, you sort of know coming into it, but I mean, you got the bartenders watching, you got adults looking like, who's this idiot? I mean, a lot of times people don't care because they're having such a good time. One person acting a fool is just like, whatever. But there's always that one. And you know there's going to be that one. And you pray and you hope that that day, that one person doesn't do anything stupid or doesn't act a fool. But you know that person's going to. You got free liquor. I mean, come on. You got liquor. Marijuana is legal nowadays. There's hemp gummies everywhere. That person's going to be a fucking idiot. They're going to be an idiot the entire time. So what do? Well, the only thing that I've realized over the years that works is that you basically tell the person that they're with, listen, he or she can't get out of control. Like, they have to be, you know, normal or cordial, or you just tip somebody off, like, listen, that person over there, they get a little bit shit-faced and all over the place. But we usually, as vendors, figure that out really quick. It's just a matter of what to do with them once it happens, so that it doesn't bother you. Listen, I had a guy fall over my front board one time and he just fell right over and broke it in half. One of my other buddies was playing on turntables and the guy fell into his laptop and knocked it off the table. And it was, this is the people that we're talking about. The people that are just stupid. Like, they don't understand what's going on. It's a wedding. I had a guy show up the other day in a hoodie. It said FUBU on it. I mean, come on. Who the hell shows up in a FUBU hoodie to a wedding? And a pair of shorts and high socks. It's a wedding. It's not a basketball game. If you have somebody coming that you know is somewhat like that and could be a problem, sick somebody on them, meaning let the venue know, somebody will watch out. It's not going to be like Hawkeye, but they'll keep an eye out and they'll make sure that this person is taken care of so you don't have to worry about the nonsense later. While it might not sound like a whole lot, trust me when I say this, from somebody that sits back there and observes people 24/7 during a party, it is more than you think. It could be a massive issue, and I've seen it become a massive issue. Think about it, marinate on it. It's great advice. I'm DJ ESG, I'll be back. Peace, love, and God above. Bye-bye.
Do you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once? I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just dumb? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me down. I went to a whore. He said my life's a bore. Choke with my white and blood, it's bringing her down. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking. sometimes my